Welcome everybody. Shiur number 1475. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Dayv Ben Rav Aaron Zizel. Lila Nishmas Belima Basra Moshe and Lerafur Shalem Rafol Avram Nisanel Ben Mashali Ben Lerafur Shalem Itzvi Ben Leia Miriam. Okay, so today I'd like to start Bezras Hashem Yisbarach. We pretty much finished the halachas of folding garments, folding paper. Again, you know, questions, shilas do come up. As they do, as we always do, we try and stick them in as we go along the way. So I want to talk a little bit, for the next quite a while anyways, talk about the Isurim of Divrei Kabbalah. We'll see what that's all about, and working probably a good chunk of the way from the Sefer Klalim. He has an entire Sefer about these halachas and how they work. We want to get, of course, we still have a little bit more on the Lamed Tes Malachas to go, not too much. We want to talk a little bit about Haitzah, the Surim of Carrying, and there are a few more Malachas here and there that are not so negay, the smaller Malachas, but we'll try and get to it, Bezras Hashem. And then, of course, we have to get to the other main Inyanim in Shabbos, which is Muksa, Amir La'akim, Refuah. There's a lot still, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. A long way to go. It's a grace of Torah, as they say. Okay, so what is Divrei Kabbalah? What does it entail? What type of Yisurim? What are we talking about? Right? So, for example, we have something called Halicha, going. Right? We have something called Kriya, reading. We have something called Dibur, talking, which we'll see how that works exactly. Just to give some examples, this shir is just an introduction. Everybody will be aware of what we're doing. So, for example, you know, what could you look at? Where could you go on Shabbos? Where could you go, and where could you go in conjunction with looking at something? For example, I have a business and it's closed, but I want to go to the business. I want to go see what's doing over there, or something along those lines. Is there a problem with that? As far as looking at certain papers, a bank statement, right? Is, you'll tell me it might be mux or whatever, but I have a bank statement sitting on my table. Could I look it over on Shabbos? Is that a problem? Of various different, reading a newspaper possibly, all these different type of things. Now, we're not talking about obviously the ruchnius, that's to read a newspaper on Shabbos. Every set we've spoken about in the past, every word of Torah that a person learns on Shabbos, I think they bring it down from the Ben Ishchai, others from the Sfaradish Poskim, that it's, some want to say as much as 1,000 times more on Shabbos. In other words, the schar for every word Torah that a person learns during the week on Shabbos, he times it by 1,000. And so to give up those precious minutes and seconds would be a pretty foolish thing to do as far as looking into a newspaper. But halacha lemaisa, what's the problem? Is there a problem? Possibly reading books, right? Looking at statements, looking at these different type of things and how that might work. And what about talking? What could I talk about on Shabbos, right? I want to say, well, I'm going to drive to, to a certain event after Shabbos. Is that a problem? Or maybe possibly in the time and place of a mitzvah. I'm going to drive to, there's a siyum tomorrow. I'm going to drive over there. Or could I say I'm going to go over there? What could I say on Shabbos? What can I say? I might say, well, I'm going to pay a certain bill on Shabbos, after Shabbos, right? We're not, the thing is over here, the point is of all these things which we're going to be talking about is there's no that some person is not doing an isper per se. In other words, they're not actually doing one of the Lama Tes Malachas. It's not like I'm cooking something on Shabbos, right? It's not like I'm doing an act of separation of burrow. It's not like I'm pulling out hairs from my head or from my hand or something like that, whereby it could be geizes. Just giving some examples. It's not like I'm tearing a paper. I'm not actually doing an action, but I'm doing things that I'm doing different type of actions that are somehow a little bit tied in with actions that are not allowed to be done on Shabbos, right? If I say, well, I'm going to drive the, 20 blocks tomorrow to this and this friend or whatever, one second, you're not allowed to drive. How could you say that, right? Maybe. If I look at a bank statement, is there a problem with that? What do you mean? You can't deal with banks, you can't deal with money, you can't, so what do you do? Well, could I look at it, right? I'm just giving you an example, right? I'm going to go look at my fields, my business, this, that. How does that work, right? Of course, I'm not taking care of it, I'm not doing any plowing, I'm not opening opening up my store? Could I go there and look? How does that work? What is that all about? And where did these, you know, Yisurim fall in? So not all of them, but pretty much most of them fall under the what we call Divrei Kabbalah, and we'll start to go through it, Yirtzeh Hashem, and see how it how it affects our lives and Shabbos, and what we could do, what we can do, and what it's all about. Okay, so just to start real quickly, we have to get into the actually more of the introduction next year, but just to start off the Sefer Klolim, again, we're going to try and work from the Sefer Klolim. We, of course, not only the Sefer Klolim, we'll be, moving around here and there, but maybe possibly, using the Sefer Klolim as our main guide, if you want to call it, because he has an entire Sefer, like we said in the beginning, all about Divrei Kabbalah. He has various different Sefer on many different things, and on Shabbos especially, but Divrei Kabbalah is an entire Sefer, which is, makes it a lot easier to work with, and of course they wrote them, they did a beautiful job as usual. So the Pasuk says, interesting, V'chibarata mi'asoyz terechecha mimsa chefsecha v'da b'da, it brings down the Sefer Klolim. He says like this, so that's what the Pasuk says, L'fomim, he says, sometimes Nesra l'asoyz pehula, there's certain actions that can't be done on Shabbos, af she'ein bo iser melachta, like we said, even though there's not no actual iser in doing that action. I'm allowed to talk. Why can't I talk on Shabbos, right? I'm allowed to walk on Shabbos, Baruch Hashem. I thank Hashem for my feet, kizun tehet, I could walk. What's wrong with that? I'm allowed to use my eyes, Baruch Hashem, I'm allowed to see, right? But it's not an actual iser, but it's tied in, like we said, to something else that could be an iser, or that sometimes is an iser. Mitam sheyesh by psicha is b'chavit Shabbos. So, opening. Bechisas b'chavit Shabbos. Mitam sheyesh bechisas b'chavit Shabbos. It's lessening the covet of Shabbos. Okay, so that's pretty much how it works, and what, where, and when, how it falls into play, we'll see. Now, the question is, these things that fall under the quote-unquote Divrei Kabbalah, is it a deraisa? Is it a derabanan? Is it in the middle? Where do we draw the line? Because we want to know how to work with it. So we'll see, upcoming shiurim how exactly that comes all about. But he just to end off his introduction, part of his introduction, anyways. And this is all found on page Lamed Gimel in the Sefer Klalim. Peulas elu shenesru mipasuk zeh nachshavas sheasurais midivrei kabbalah. This is what we know as Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, we'll continue next year going into the introduction. Thank you for listening. Yasloch and Baruch Hakol Tov.